AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. House Republicans are now regrouping after losing another candidate for Speaker. CBS's Nicole Killian tells us Minnesota's Tom Emmer is out.
At the end of the day, there were about 10 to 20 members who were not backing Emmer. He spent several hours trying to talk to some of them. Obviously, it does not appear that he was successful if he has now made this decision to drop out.
Former President Trump weighed in.
So I disagreed with him on a lot of things over the years, and I assume it had a big impact.
He's being blamed for tanking Emmer's bid on Truth Social last night. Six Republicans have since stepped up. Israel is livid with UN Chief Antonio Guterres today, who seemingly justified terror attacks by Hamas.
The attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation. They have seen their land steadily devoured by settlements and plagued by violence.
Israel's ambassador Gilad Erdan.
How can the Secretary General, with his words, justify in any way the terrible atrocities that happened to our civilians, innocent civilians?
He's calling for Guterres to resign. Meantime, many could die in Gaza soon if they run out of supplies. CBS's Holly Williams.
We know that those that are functioning are relying on fuel for power, and they say that that's running out. Now, to give you an example of what that means in one hospital, they are warning that the 50 or so babies that they have in incubators, they're saying that if the fuel for their power runs out, they are warning that those babies will die.
Aid is trickling in from Egypt, but the U.S. says it's not fast enough. In Georgia, former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis apologized after pleading guilty to election interference charges.
I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges.
She is the fourth defendant now to plead guilty. 5,000 more auto workers walked off the job today.
GM's Arlington, Texas plant makes the company's big SUVs like Suburban, Tahoe, Yukon, and Cadillac Escalade. Analyst John McElroy says big utilities mean big profits.
That is the most profitable plant that General Motors has. In fact, some people say it is the most profitable assembly plant in the world.
That's reporter Jeff Gilbert. Police in Oregon say an off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot may have been high on mushrooms when he tried to cut the engines on a plane mid-flight. Court documents show Joseph Emerson believed he was having a nervous breakdown. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Nothing slows my little girl down.
Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season. So he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers are 5-1, best start in nearly 20 years last weekend in Houghton, Michigan. They beat 17th-ranked Michigan Tech 4-2 on Friday night and then 5-2 on Saturday. In the series opener, Daniel Lotch snapped a 2-all tie with a third-period goal about midway through. Cruz Lucius iced it with an empty net goal, and Kyle McClellan made 27 saves, including 12 in the third period when he was at his best. And then Saturday night, against a very good Tech team that's picked by elite coaches to win the CCHA regular season title, the Badgers rallied from an early deficit and beat Tech by the final of 5-2. Joe Palatichuk, the go-ahead goal midway through the second. Carson Bantle with a power play goal a half minute into the third proved to be the game winner. And then Mike Vorlicky, the Badgers captain, with a 200-foot empty netter. Kyle McClellan made 17 saves. And with that 5-1 start, Wisconsin's now in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll for the first time in 2 years, ranked 14th. The number one team in the country is Minnesota, which split at North Dakota, winning 4-0 and then losing 2-1. Gophers, two-time defending Big Ten regular season champs. Wisconsin at Minnesota Thursday and Friday at 8 o'clock, and Badgers head coach Mike Hastings joins us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. That was a good weekend in Houghton, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Productive. Yeah. And when you're early in a season as a coaching staff, one thing's practice, another thing's games. And so for us to go through the first weekend on the road against Bemidji and coming back and winning a hockey game and then being taught a little bit of a lesson at North Dakota, you know, we put in a really good week of practice, appreciated the guys' effort, attitude, everything that way. And now you're going to go into another building that I've been familiar with just because of where I'd been at previously. It's tough to win hockey games in that building. And so for us to go in and play the game that we played on Friday and most importantly, not be satisfied and go right back to the basement, build our house on Saturday and be successful was a very productive weekend for us.
Friday night match was kind of a boxing match. It seemed like first period, you know, it's scoreless after one, and then you exchange two goals apiece in the second. All right, who's going to win the final 20 minutes? And thankfully, your club did.
A perfect example of what I'll dovetail a little bit off what you're talking about is, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Joey Sean and how he runs his program and how difficult those teams are to play. They got a little bit of a swarm defense. It's a we more than one or two. They've got an All-American goaltender in Pietola. So we knew we were going to have our hands full, and I thought the compete on both sides of the puck was at a level we hadn't experienced in a young season. And so for us to be able to find a way to win that hockey game, as you said, and especially in the third period, I'm hoping that our guys understand that's not easy to do, and right. And we're starting to be calloused a little bit and not be deterred when things don't go well. And I thought the guys were rewarded for that effort on Friday.
Tech takes a 2-1 lead, and they seem to be dictating play a little bit. And then a big play was made at the end of that period, starting in your defensive zone and ending with David Cilia beating that aforementioned All-American goaltender Blake Pietola with just 8 seconds left in the period to kind of cut down the momentum momentum that Tech had and lift your spirits as you go into the locker room ready for those last 20 minutes. That was a great play.
It was. And you go into that building, if you've never been there, for the people that are listening, they've got the Misfits, the bands going. You're in Copper Country. They're as passionate as there is as a fan base about their own team. And they were in a good spot. We have a defensive zone faceoff that we end up losing. And Mike Verlicky goes out, gets a block shot. The line of D. St. Phal, Cruz Lucius, and David Cillier were a line that I thought were outstanding the entire weekend. Whether they had it or they didn't have it, offensively, defensively, they were solid. But that was a special play on two sides. Matty hits Cruz exiting the zone, and Cruz, as only he can do, can see a little bit ahead of what's going to happen. And the thing that makes it is Cruz trusts Cillier to get on his horse, and he almost spot passes a puck where he throws it to an area that really only David can get to. David put the foot to the floor, ended up separating, and then finished a very, very nice goal at a very important time, and it allows us to have some momentum going into the third.
Yeah, 2-2. I'll mention the third period here in a moment. Cruz, later in that game, you mentioned throwing it to a spot where only his teammate could get it. He threw a 50-foot backhand sauce through neutral ice that had, I can't remember, it may have been D. St. Phal. Had he been able to handle the puck, he would have been sprung for a break. I mean, it was like, and who, you know, some guys just have that vision and that sense of, oh, I can make this play. Now, there are sometimes, as a coach, you're probably like, no, yes, right? It's just like basketball. Don't shoot it. Good, you know, right?
Well, actually, that was my reaction. I'm like, what is he doing? Because he launches the backhand, in his words, not mine, sauce, right, up and over, and it lands, and I'm like, oh, it took me a while to catch up. I go, you know what? That's genius.
Oh.
And that's the one thing that I will say, going all the way back to when Cruz and his brother were a lot younger than they are now. And they're not old, but they're a lot younger than they are now. Their creativity, you know, their passion for saying, hey, you know what? Let me make a play. You know, and as a coach, going back to what you just said, sometimes it might be a little, he might have a different opinion than I at when to do that, but that's a special play. And I actually chuckled to myself a little bit on the bench, just because I'm like, okay, it shows me as a coach, coaching Cruz, sometimes you do have to let him paint outside the lines, because he is seeing something that I'm not capable of seeing. And more often than not, what I've seen so far in this young season is he's been making the good decisions. And so him making that little cut pass, it wasn't quite what we're talking about, but it was still a creative pass where he put it in an area where only David could get it. I didn't think that was going to happen. And to get us to 2-2 going into the third was really important.
The other thing Cruz is doing, he's back-checking. He's more physical than he was as a freshman. And usually that happens. As you grow into college hockey, that's going to happen. That was never his MO, though, right? As an offensive player, Phil Kessel, I mean, ask Mark Johnson. You know, did he back-check very much? How many times did he lay the body on somebody? Probably not very often. But he's learning to, because you're asking him to. He doesn't have to go crazy, but you're asking him to do some things, and he seems to be doing them now. Right?
He's, and again, usually that's that step from freshman to sophomore, where maybe a few of the things that he was being successful at offensively, and then you look at the body of work defensively, and he's saying, okay, if I want to try and get to the next level, I need to even that out a little bit. I think he's come in, he had a really good summer. He came in with a great attitude, and he's been willing, as you said, to play both sides of the puck. I also think he's seeing that he's getting a few more puck touches because he's defending. He is very good at being able to pick a pocket on the way back. His stick and his anticipatory skills are at an elite level. And so anytime the game can pay back a player like that, he's more than willing, more often than not, to be able to continue in that path. And so we need him to be that way this weekend.
Yeah. Back to that third period on Friday, Daniel Lotch's game-winning goal proved to be the game winner. Pucks and bodies to the net. And William Whitelaw scores his first as a Badger in the second period. Same thing. Pucks and bodies to the net. That's just simple hockey, and oftentimes very effective hockey, right?
Well, especially when you're playing a goaltender like Pietola, because in most goaltenders, we're playing another one this next weekend against Close. If Close sees it, he's going to stop it, right? And so we've got to make sure that you know, we're either moving it from dot to dot and making him move and trying to beat him with puck movement, or making sure that he doesn't see the first one so that he can't put it in an area where he wants to and we can gather it and have a second and third. And so for us, I think it's got to be a piece of our DNA. What we saw against North Dakota, we didn't get many people to the front of the net, and their goaltender Pearson played very well and got a shutout and earned it. So two learning experiences. I'm hoping the positive here this weekend continues to carry on.
Sure. Mike mentioned Justin Close, the goaltender for Minnesota, stopped 57 of 59 shots in a split at North Dakota last week and also shut out the Fighting Hawks. We'll see Close, the number one star in the Big Ten this week, Thursday and Friday night at Mariucci, Badgers and Gophers. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Quick turnaround for the Badgers as they head to Minnesota to open Big Ten play this weekend against the Golden Gophers Thursday and Friday night. Both games start at 8 o'clock on the Badgers Sports Network, the Varsity Network app. Also, you can watch them on the Big Ten Network if you'd like. Mike Hastings is with us after a sweep at Michigan Tech. Had a couple of power play goals up there on Saturday against the Huskies. That's a tough team to crack. Their penalty kill was number one in the country last year. Beautiful looks by Ben Dexheimer from the point, setting up Matthew DeSaint-Fowl with a backdoor feed, and Matty redirects it in. And then Carson Bantle back to the net. Dexheimer sees him in front with position, zips a pass, quick turnaround. Bantle scores. You're up 3-2. You win that hockey game 5-2. You're seeing that, at least I am, hopefully you are too, that you're making some progress with a power play, because you're going to need it, and very well this weekend, right?
Two things. One, our power play was a bit anemic. going into the weekend. Certainly. And so it was something that, you know, we tried to address as a collective group. And we had had some success as far as momentum previously, but we weren't cashing in. And I thought Benny took an incredible step this weekend at playing with some poise, playing with his head up, making some really good decisions, and a couple of guys finishing. Our entries were better, so we were able to possess the puck a little bit more. We're going to play a team this week. They don't take penalties. They're so
hey, Bob Motzko was unhappy on Saturday at North Dakota. They took six and it hurt them.
Right? Yeah, and so I don't see the opportunities. We're going to have to force them to take penalties because they're not going to go out and shoot their own toe off. They're going to be disciplined this weekend. So, one, our numbers probably aren't going to be there. And two, when you have an opportunity, you better be prepared because you're not going to get many of them. And so with those combined, we're going to have to go out and be very detailed with what we're doing from the drop of the puck when we are in the offensive zone and try and make sure that we make them count when we get them.
Mm-hmm. David Cilia, the transfer from Minnesota State, boy, I don't know how many minutes he plays per game, but it looks like he could probably play all 60. And he, you know, if you threw him out there, okay. You know, if he just came off 10 seconds ago, you need me out there? Okay, he just seems like that type of guy, doesn't he?
You know what's been great about watching just David grow over the last few years, and even from last year to this year, his attention to detail and his preparation. You know, we're lifting Mondays and Wednesdays. When we first started, I'd see David in with our strength coach on Tuesdays and even on Thursdays a little bit. And now all of a sudden I walked in today, and today's, you know, the opportunity that we had was an off day. They worked out yesterday, and I come around the corner and there's about 11 guys in there and they're with David. And so his day-to-day, his dailies, he does a great job at controlling what he gets to control, and that allows him to play the minutes. One, he's earning them because he's power play, penalty kill. He's our top pivot man. He's running our first line, but he's responsible with those minutes. And you know, when you have somebody that leads that way both on and off the rink, it's a great example setter for the other guys. And so I'm really happy to see him having the success that he's having, but more importantly, he's the one that's driving that bus. He's the one that's preparing, and then once he gets done, he's preparing for the next day. He's recovering, and I think he's a real pro. Yeah. At the things that we're discussing, and it's paying off for him.
Yeah, David had a goal, 3 points, 60% in the faceoff circle last weekend against Michigan Tech. Should mention Matthew D. St. Fowl, a third star of the week in the Big Ten with a goal and 4 points. He's playing everywhere, too, in all situations, just like David. And they seem to feed off each other, don't they?
Well, and they've earned it. You know, what they're doing Monday through Thursday, and you're there pretty consistently, they're becoming everydayers. And Maddie's done that. And when you see a guy put that effort in and the attention to detail, you want them to be rewarded for that because it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. They're working harder. They're being rewarded for it. That has happened with both of them. And, you know, the passion I will say about Maddie, which has been unique for me because I'm new to Badgerland. He has a passion for being a Badger. Mike Verlicky, some of the guys that I've been fortunate enough to run into here now and have the opportunity to coach because of the previous staff bringing those guys here, that becomes catchy. When you're in that locker room and the guys are worrying more about the overall team than they are about themselves, it can really become, I think, momentum for your entire locker room. And those guys have done that. See Michael get the, as you put it, 200-foot goal to
right
seal
down the middle.
Deal. Yeah. And Cruz tried a few of those before, the night before, and I wasn't quite as big a fan.
You were shorthanded when Mike did it, so he wasn't going to ice the puck. Cruz iced it like a half dozen times, it seemed like.
Yeah, two different points. We'll go into that later. But yeah, it's, sure. But you know what? It's really the pride they have in wearing the jersey. Mm-hmm. Is something that's pretty special, and to see those guys have the success that they've had in a young season, we need that to continue because they're both those guys, Mike, Maddie, you talk about David, our leadership core, we've really leaned on them, and they've done a good job up until this time.
Yeah, we're going to hear from David Cilia coming up here in just a bit. We were just joking about the empty netters. You know, it's you started practicing in September, but you you're limited in hours. And then you practice leading up to each series, each weekend. And, you know, you're only allowed 2 hours or so per day on the ice. So there's only so many things that you can work on as you're trying to scout the other team, prepare for the other team. You've got to fix, you know, you got to do this with their power play, all this other stuff. So trying to work 6-on-5, whether you are down or ahead, is not something I've seen a lot of in practice. You did work on it last week when you were down trying to score the game tying goal, let's say, right? But not when you were ahead. So on Friday night, Cruz Lucius threw the puck down the ice, I think 3 times. There was like 5 attempts to hit an empty net where if you miss, it's icing and they get another offensive zone faceoff. So I guess good and bad, because you're killing the clock. You can take your breath, I suppose, but you may have wanted to change your players at that point. So I said on the air, it looks like they're going for the kill, but that wasn't really what you were thinking, or what?
Cruz was going for the kill. And I'll tell you, as a coach, I have learned this. If it goes in, hey, more power to you. But, you know, it's something that we'll address just from the idea of practice. I'm a big believer that it's hard to hold players accountable when you haven't prepared them, right? Because if we haven't gone over that and Cruz goes a little and starts painting outside the lines, I don't put that on Cruz. I put that on myself. So we'll clean that up. Mm-hmm. It did not burn us. I'm also going to tell you, going back to the story we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Cruz is going to have some, you know, he's going to have some flexibility in painting outside the lines, because he sees the game different than myself, through his eyes, through his lens, and he's pretty good at it. And so to me, I think sometimes you've got to defer to that.
Yeah.
Now, if the next one goes back into our end and ends up going D to D on a faceoff and goes in the back of the net, it's a learning experience. But from my point, I better do a better job at making sure our guys are prepared for that situation. And we've gone through that, and that'll be handled.
Yeah, before he buried the empty netter, he just missed on the other two. One of it actually hit a post, right? And the back check, I think it was which one of the Pietilas hustled it back. Logan Pietila hustled back and kept it out of the net. Mike Hastings with us here for another moment or two. You get to go to Mariucci to take on Minnesota, your first taste of the Wisconsin-Minnesota rivalry, but you had one when you were at Mankato too. There's no question. You're longtime friends with Bob Motzko. How long does that relationship go back to?
Oh boy, that goes probably back to about 87. You know, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Back to my freshman year at St. Cloud State when I was playing for Herb, and Bob was on Herb's staff, and then Bob took off and went to the United States Hockey League in Mason City. Then he does very well there and ends up, you know, Denver, Miami, and then he gets his head job at St. Cloud State, which is obviously where we went to school together.
Yep.
You know, I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Bob, just because as a peer in the coaching world, there aren't many that have done it as well as he has, and he's done it in a lot of different places. I've learned a lot by coaching against him, because I learn things when you're coaching against somebody you hate playing against on certain qualities, you try to steal those. Bobby's teams are always disciplined. They stay out of the box. They don't beat themselves. They're usually talented, and they like to play with pace. They like to hold on to the puck. What he's done at Minnesota in a very short time is admirable. They're back where they feel they need to be. We're chasing that right now. So it's an opportunity for us this weekend to continue to grow.
Yeah, and I think people are taking notice of where you are right now. From where this team finished a year ago to where you are now, I suppose, you know, the young men feel good about themselves in the locker room and on the ice, but temper the enthusiasm a little bit or no?
Well, I can't be a wet blanket 24/7. Even though my wife says that happens at times, you know, you've got to let them enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
And now, you know, all we do is we've asked the guys, it's the same thing as our staff, just let's work on what we control. Let's work on our dailies. You know, how do we do today? Get up and try and accomplish something the next day. And so this group, Mike Verlicky, Matt mm-hmm. DeSaint Fowl, David Silly, Millier. They've done a really good job at getting our guys to focus on those dailies. And then there's going to be an opportunity. We've still got work to do before we get to Thursday, right? So that's going to be our focus. Thursday, we'll get here soon enough. We've got to prepare for it. And then we'll be able to look in the mirror and figure out where we've progressed or maybe where we need to get to based upon what the outcome of that game is. But to be in the spot we're at, it was important for us to go on the road, find a way to win. We've done that. Now we're going to have to continue after you and I had spoken. What are you thinking about the first six on the road? And mm-hmm. I said, I'll let you know after those six games.
Okay.
So I like where we're at this moment. Yeah. But if we start smelling the roses, we're not going to be. We're in the same spot a week from now. So sure. A lot of work to still do. Look forward to it. And it should be an opportunity that we want to take advantage of.
All right. Well, we have a show next Tuesday, so we can talk about what it was like these last six games on the road. Okay?
Look forward to it.
Yeah. I'm not sure. No. Mike Hastings, a Badgers head coach, Wisconsin at Minnesota, Thursday and Friday night. Both games start at 8 o'clock, pregame at 7:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. We'll hear from senior centerman David Cilia coming up and Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson as well. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Work.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 57. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for isolated storms. High temperatures reach up to 63. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 57. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience